Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Friday Breakfast Show, brought to you by the Pirates Rugby. My name is Hugh, and this is your 15-minute medium podcast capturing all of the results and news in the world of rugby union in between the recordings of the main podcast, as well as Ender's vital rugby TV guide to set you up for the weekend's actions ahead. Don't forget to check out our YouTube channel, which is growing all the time. More on that in a second. You can find exclusive videos there, which you won't find anywhere else apart from TikTok, which is also growing all the time. So big news for us here at the Pirate Rugby. We are now through the 1,000 YouTube subscribers barrier. Thank you so much to everyone who has supported us. What that means is that we can now make ad revenue off our videos. It's probably not going to change our lives. It's probably not going to make us millionaires, at least not this week. I'm just so grateful. Please bear with us. We're going to be figuring out this whole monetization thing. There will be mid-roll adverts in our podcasts now, and still important to us that the viewing experience is good for you, so we don't want thousands and thousands and thousands of adverts making it unwatchable. We'll figure it out. So just thank you again. Other big news, special, extra special bonus podcast out tomorrow morning being Saturday, with Dave Rogers, commentator extraordinaire, was doing Olympics at one point. He's done Champions Cup for TNT, but he does everything in between as well, right down to university level rugby. It's about an hour and 20 long, and it's absolutely fascinating. I can't wait to share it with you. It will be with you tomorrow, Saturday morning. Definitely give it a listen. You will not regret it. Anyway, on to Thursday night rugby, and the first is a game that was commented on by a friend of the show, Dave Rogers, and it was Ebervale versus Pontypool in the Welsh Premiership. It was 16 points to 10 in the end to the hosts, but that doesn't really tell the story of the game. It was a very exciting, high-intensity, high-speed game, played with pace, played with skill, some lovely touches going in, some lovely tries scored. A bit of a dead rubber, all of the playoff positions are sewn up in the Welsh Premiership, and we know that this competition is going to be changing hugely next year, which I'll come on to in a second. And then in the Pro De Deux, it was third versus fourth, with Provence absolutely battering Mont de Marsan. Provence now go back top. Final score was 46 points to 22, but Mont de Marsan scored two tries in the final minutes to put some respectability on that scoreline. It really was a one-sided affair. The Pro De Deux title race, well, playoff final race anyway, exciting as ever. Cannot wait. Right, on to the aforementioned changes to the Premiership, Welsh Premiership. And the big news is, we spoke about the whole Neath thing last week. Neath have not been awarded a place. So following the expensive and very public campaign by Neath to be allowed into the new EDC, which is the restructured Welsh domestic competition, they have not been allowed in. Cardiff have been allowed in instead. That's not surprising. The idea was that each Welsh region would have representation in there. So the 10 teams that will make up the first EDC, and this will be the structure for 3 years, barring anything going wrong, will be RGC from North Wales, Llandovery and Carmarthen Quins from West Wales. Then we've got Swansea, Bridgend and Aberavon from the Ospreys region. We've got Cardiff from the Cardiff region. And then we've got Newport, Ebervale and Pontypool from the Dragons region. It starts this September, and I for one can't wait. This is going to be Wales's answer to the Currie Cup and NPC. And I think it could develop into something really cool. Can't wait. Other news. Right, two pieces of coaching news. We've got Tyler Blayendahl is to join Leinster in a coaching capacity. Former Munster player. Currently coaches at the Hurricanes in Super Rugby, who are, of course, unbeaten at the top of the standings. Then you've got Simon Mannix is the new Portugal coach. Former All Black. appointed on a four-year contract, formerly a coach of Pau, and it's been cited that his connections and his understanding of French rugby, where a lot of Portuguese players play, is an important factor behind his appointment. Good luck to him. His first game will be against the Springboks in South Africa. Enjoy. Can't wait to watch it. Women's rugby news, and there has been a £3 million grant for the home nations, that's England, Ireland, Scotland, Wales, related to the Lions, and this is called a Leveling the Playing Field grant. It's from Royal London, which is a pension providing company, and it's gone to all regions. So it's supposed to, all nations, I should say. It's supposed to be leveling the playing field, but England are getting some money as well. They don't need much leveling. Well, leveling up anyway, they need leveling down. All of the nations are investing it in age grade pathways of some kind in different ways. I think Ireland and Scotland are investing it in camps, whereas Wales are putting it into coaches specifically. Let's see what this results in. Some people are reporting that it's £3 million each. I'm interpreting it as £3 million total, and we don't know what the split will be. Let's find out. I hope to hear more details on that moving forward. Right, scrum cap saga. You may remember a few weeks ago in the Friday Breakfast Show, we talked about how the French fashion police meant that you couldn't wear a scrum cap that wasn't aligned with the colours of your kit. So in the top 14 and in the Pro D2, your scrum cap colour has to match the colour of your kit. And people are getting in trouble for it not. So Grenoble are being penalised, I don't know whether it's financially, I assume it's not a points deduction, that would be insane, for not having matching scrum caps. So they're hauled in front of the beak. But apparently the team that they were playing against in the game which they are being penalised for was Nevers, and apparently they weren't wearing matching scrum caps, but they haven't been penalised. So it's a massive argument. And now Thibaut Flamon, who used to play for Loughborough, don't you know, he has said, I'm not wearing a scrum cap at all anymore, ever, because of this rule. Which I don't think is maybe the sticking it to the man that he thinks it is. I don't think Elenar really care whether he wears a scrum cap or not. But he said, if I can't wear it in my colour, I'm just not going to wear one at all. Okay, this is just weird. This is just French. Something to watch out for next time you watch a French game. What colour scrum caps is everybody wearing? Is anyone going to get into trouble? And then two fun bits of news to end up with. So Opta versus Oval. This is the nerdiest thing I might ever say on this podcast, so strap it. So Oval provide the stats for the URC. The URC did a post saying who had evaded the most tackles in the league and listed some names and said these are the best tackle evaders. Well, Opta quote tweeted it and said the best tackle evader in the league is this player. I can't remember exactly who it was. And rather than a total number of tackles he's evaded, it's a percentage number of the tackles he's faced, how many he's evaded. Why is this news? This is basically Opta having a sly dig at Oval for how they do their stats. For people who know stats will know that Opta and Oval define their stats quite differently. So tackles evaded, offloads, things like that. You will find that Opta and Oval quite often give very different stats for the numbers and the players who did the most. So this is a bit of side eye from Opta towards Oval. Like I say, nerdy, but I enjoyed it. And finally, the big three. So this is the big three rugby matches that you cannot miss this weekend. These are my picks. Let me know your picks in the replies down below. And the big three for me this weekend are this: Ulster versus Cardiff tonight, Friday night, 7:35 UK time. It's the pick because Talipe Faletau is back, starting for Cardiff, first game this season. Ulster have picked a rotated lineup. Cardiff, the very prideful team from Wales, have picked a very strong team. This could be an upset. Definitely one to watch. I'm looking forward to taking it in and watching Faletau, like I said. And then second game on Saturday. This is the 4:45 kickoff, I believe, in the Women's Six Nations, Italy versus Scotland. Scotland showing improvement this year. Disappointing game against England. Italy have showed some nice flashes, beat Ireland, of course. Another game where I can't call the winner. So looking forward to taking that in. And then finally, Saturday night, I believe it's at 8 o'clock UK time, Toulon versus Toulouse. Cannot wait for this. French teams, as we know, don't travel very well. Toulon are the home team. Toulon have been an absolute soap opera this season, yet they are somehow still quite high in the league and have won quite a lot of games. Hopefully there'll be lots of stars on show, as there often is in the top 14. And I'll be watching this, hopefully with a drink in hand, taking in, wrapping up my Saturday. Anyway, that's enough from me. I'm going to hand you over to my friend and colleague Ender now for the transfer news and the rugby TV guide, where he can verify all the kickoff times and the channels for the games that I've just given you and more. So that's enough from me. Just want to remind you to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our Substack so you never miss a piece of content that we drop. Everyone, enjoy your weekend. Cheers.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Right, folks. Let's run through the big transfer stories of the week. So, obviously, the biggest story of the week was the confirmation that Jordy Barrett will be joining Leinster for a short spell. We've already covered this on the main pod on Wednesday, so we'll leave that one there. In other news, Nick Dolly is leaving Leicester Tigers and joining the Western Force. Kieran Hardy is on his way from Scarlets to the Ospreys. Cam Neill has signed for Newcastle Falcons. Guy Pepper will be leaving Newcastle Falcons and joining Bath, who have been very busy in the transfer market because they're also getting Francois Van Wyk from Leicester Tigers, and they've also signed Leinster's Ross Maloney. Moving to the rugby broadcast and kickoff guide for the weekend, there are 35 games being shown this weekend. So obviously too many to go through right now. But to give you some of the highlights overall, we've got Super Rugby action. We've got Japan Rugby League One. We've got URC. We've got the Super Series Sprint from Scotland. We also have Top 14, Women's Six Nations, Gallagher Premiership. And even we have some AIL Division 1A games as well on YouTube. So if you want to catch the full guide, you can go to Rugby Broadcast on Twitter, and we'll also be sharing on our socials as usual. Just a quick heads up for those Top 14 fans who are out there and usually watch on Viaplay. So this is Premier Sports' first weekend showing rugby action after their takeover of Viaplay. So a couple of updates. People have been having issues logging into, you know, like former Viaplay customers were automatically transferred to Premier Sports, but a lot of those customers are having issues. Premier Sports did acknowledge that people are having those issues and they are working to resolve them. Most of them have been resolved. People have been able to log in. And if you're a new customer as well, you're able to sign up on their website. If you do have issues signing in or signing up, they do have contact information on their new website as well. But yeah, if you're a Top 14 fan, there are four games being shown this weekend. Interestingly enough, they will not be shown on Premier Sports' new platform, either online or on their linear channels. It looks like they're having some feeding issues. So if you want to watch Top 14, all four games are being shown on Viaplay, because if you're an old Viaplay customer, you still have access until the 21st. Of May. So if you want to catch the Top 14 games this weekend, log in to the Viaplay app where you can watch them there. None of them are being shown on Premier Sports. So in terms of those games, what do we have coming up? We've got Cast playing La Rochelle at 2 o'clock on Saturday. And then at 4 o'clock on Saturday, we've Stade Francais taking on Bayonne. Then at 8:05, we've got Toulon v Toulouse. And then on Sunday, we have Bordeaux playing Clermont at 8:05. So again, all those games are available on Viaplay online only. Unfortunately, if you're in the Republic of Ireland, there are no Top 14 games being shown this weekend. And then, of course, if you want the full guide, check out our socials and we'll go through the full list there. Have a good weekend, folks.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.